When they had eaten everything they could eat, which was almost but not quite everything on the table, because at a proper tea party there should always be leftovers for the birds, Christopher Robin made this announcement. "Now, dear friends of the forest, in my bicycle basket I have coming home presents for you all, because I have missed you so much. And I have wrapped them up in Christmas paper because I had some left over from last year, and I thought it might be useful for next year." The animals were very excited, even smallest of all, who had fallen asleep in a butter dish and had to be debuttered. He thought that maybe it was Christmas already, so he opened his present, a shiny farthing with a wren on it, and said,
"Happy Christmas, everybody."
Then he went straight back to sleep, because the moon was already shining out, and it was that mysterious time between day and night when it is not easy to tell which is which, or why, or whether. These were the presents Christopher Robin had brought for the other animals. For early and late, sugar mice. For owl, a spectacle case, in case he lost his spectacles. For piglet, pink earmuffs. For roo, a bottle of coloured sand in a satisfying pattern from the Isle of Wight. For Kanga, a set of 7 thimbles, one for each day of the week. For Tigger, a pogo stick. For Rabbit, a book called 1001 Useful Household Hints. For Eeyore, 2 umbrellas for front and back. For Pooh, a wooden ladle for removing the sticky bits from pots of honey. What did Christopher Robin wish for when he cut the cake? That is a secret, and if I told you what it was, it would never come true. But Pooh came into it, and Piglet, and the sunshine. So it was quite a long wish, and Christopher Robin kept his eyes tight shut when he made it, but his lips moved a bit. If what Christopher Robin wished for was more adventures in the 100-acre wood, then his wish certainly did come true, and I will tell you about the adventures. From the time that Piglet became a hero to the time that Tigger dreamt of Africa. There could well be heifer lumps in there somewhere and honey. In fact, I'm sure of the honey. There may even be a story about the bright blue bicycle, because it was a very fine one, a Raleigh, and it made you feel good just to look at it and made you want to rub the mud off it just as soon as it got onto it. There might be other bicycles in the 100-acre wood, but none as fine nor as shiny as Christopher Robin's, and no boy prouder than he.